ABC Radio Australia.
There are big changes ahead for the World Rugby Sevens series, with the men's event to be trimmed from 16 teams to 12 in line with the women's competition. The number of rounds will be cut from 10 to 7, and all seven will feature the men's and women's events being played side by side. There'll also be a new playoff system for teams like Tonga, who have been striving to break into the core group for a number of years now, with eight teams fighting it out for four places in the following season's World Series. World Rugby say they consulted widely before putting the new competition structure together, but no one seems to have told Tonga and their chief executive, Peter Harding.
We won the Oceania and we qualified to go to the Challenger Series and would be expected, like last year. We didn't win that Challenger Series. We almost got there, but we're just off. We would have expected to go to a Challenger Series this year and, you know, have a simple promotion relegation, but it seems like that's off the cards now. They've announced the top league. It'd be interesting to see how they're going to go about working out who goes up and who goes down. That's going to be fascinating.
So are we in for a hiatus during 2023? Because this model is going to start in December next year. So it would be 2024 before we would hope Tonga would be in the mix to go into this new qualifying event that they're going to introduce.
Who knows? We were just very happy to win the Oceania. It was a fantastic result and a really good reflection on how the coach, Tavita, and the manager, Richard, have put the team together, especially with the difficulties of this year. And we would have expected to go to wherever that was and go in and win that particular competition. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, to be honest. I haven't received anything from World Rugby on how we do get into that top level. I can see that a number of teams or a number of unions will reevaluate what they're doing with sevens. Like, if they're on the cusp and they're not the best funded union, they might decide to put less funding into sevens now, because there's no guarantee of them being in that top group. They have to go through a rigorous qualification period. Now, that doesn't bother us, because we're always living hand to mouth anyway, so we're quite used to that and we're quite good at handling it. But I could see that some other nations might think, oh, we've put $1 million into this seven side and we're on the cusp, and they'll have to reevaluate how they go about things budget-wise.
So the revamping of the qualification for the core group, it might actually assist Tonga in that case, might it? Because what you're going to have is you're going to have the bottom four teams in the core group going into a series of matches against the top four teams from the Challenger Series, which clearly over the last couple of competitions would have included Tonga. It gives you a better chance, doesn't it, of breaking into the core group?
I think that you're right. After you rang me, I sort of started thinking a bit doom and gloom by the way things are going to go. But then I realised that there are a number of unions that aren't particularly well funded who are on the circuit, quite proud of it, and they do fund their sevens team very, very well. Now, if they're not guaranteed being on the circuit, they're definitely going to reevaluate the amount of money they put in. So it's going to be interesting to see how it comes out. I think you're perfectly correct there. And, you know, it took me a while to get to it, but I think that's what we've got to think about.
So therefore, as far as Tonga is concerned, you will continue to move forward building the men's team. And of course, you've now started building the women's team as well. And I guess the chances for them to get into the core group would also increase.
We have a very talented group of women. They're all basically under 20, 21. They did very well against more experienced teams in the Oceania. I'm sure that with a year's training, they'll be much better off. And there is the potential of them springing a surprise and going up, yeah.
And are you in agreement with the World Series being cut from 10 to 7 events for the men? All 7 events will be men's and women's events running in parallel. And also equal pay, it appears, for the men and the women. I don't think anybody would argue against that.
Women's 7s rugby is the fastest growing sport in the world, apparently. It's just taking off. The enthusiasm and the professionalism, their application is phenomenal. So I wouldn't say the funding is fantastic. I think it's going to be a challenge for anybody who wants to stay in the circuit, because there's not much room to slip up, is there? So it's going to be very, very tense. Last year, the price of airfares, they skyrocketed. It had a dire effect on the funding for the Seven Circuit. So I'm sure that this particular decision has been made with that in mind. And I don't find any surprise that they've actually contracted the series just to make it more financially viable.
But what it does do, I suppose, it would seem to rule out once and for all the faint hope that we've had in the Pacific that maybe the World Series might come to Fiji one day.
I think you're probably right. Fiji better put their queues in the rack and wait a bit longer to see where the flight costs go down a bit.
But overall, do you think these changes will benefit the core men's competition? Because with 12 teams rather than 16 and the threat of four into the relegation zone, as it were, the competition on the field is going to be even more intense than it is currently, isn't it?
The competition will be harder and faster. It's just exactly the same question you would put to, you know, the people who ran Super Rugby for so long. Why expand it? You're just diluting the quality. So I think that if you have a look at the competition amongst the top 6, top 8, top 10, those those games are always very close. The next four, I think what you've got to do is, when you've got a competition like that, are you going to get people just bounce up and down between one level and the next over the years? I think probably that what that will do is make sure that those teams that do bounce around are eliminated to start with, make the competition far more competitive, as you said, because it's much closer between that 1 to 12. The issue that I would have when you look at it is, if you're a union, how do you budget for the year after if you know you're in that bottom four and you could potentially get beaten by a person in the qualifying group? We could potentially beat a number of those teams, 13 to 16 at the moment. There's no doubt a couple of those teams could get beaten by us. How do you raise money to put a team onto the circuit the year after? Because the seventh circuit is a very expensive exercise. You do get grants for it, but it doesn't cover everything. It's going to make things quite complicated.
Yeah, that could very well be true. But in Tonga's case, as Peter Harding suggested, they don't have a lot of money anyway. So maybe they are able to manoeuvre the new world of World Sevens better than some other nations. That was Peter Harding, Chief Executive Officer for the Tonga Rugby Union, on the line from Nuku'alofa.